Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Holly Buckley. Holly serves as the chair of the Milgarowicz Healthcare Practice. She serves about 95% of her time working with private equity funds, private equity sponsors, and private equity transactions. She's going to talk today about her career, about advice for leaders, about where she's focused, and the private equity practice's focus for 2022. Holly, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your career?
Thanks, Scott, and thanks for having me on the podcast. So as Scott mentioned, I'm the department chair of Milgarowicz Healthcare Group, national healthcare group, one of the oldest in the country. And I personally, in my practice, spend a lot of time focusing on both healthcare private equity and hospital and health system work, all provider side. And just been enjoying a very busy 2021.
And take a moment on, as you look into 2022, where are you most focused? And what are you seeing? What are you most excited and focused about as you head into 2022?
You know, for me, it's really growth. I think the legal services market is looking very good. I think that demand is going to outpace supply. And so it's really making sure that we're well positioned to be able to serve our clients and continue to grow in the areas that we want to grow. So for me, it's finding additional talent to add to our group, talent that can help service some of the continually evolving areas within healthcare, such as value-based care, healthcare private equity, digital health, and making sure we've got a continuing deep talent bench, as well as continuing to help our existing attorneys grow and develop and really bring up that next generation of leaders within the group.
Fantastic. And talk about advice to private equity investors. You work a ton with private equity investors. You see them do things with a lot of thoughtfulness, sometimes rushed, sometimes very analytical, sometimes not. What's some of the advice you have to investors as they look at what they're doing, as they look at the markets and more?
Sure. And I think my advice is probably better geared towards more junior investors in terms of looking at the folks I see who have done very, very well and how the more junior folks can kind of grow into looking like those people. And I think the first piece of advice I would have is just to be a student of the game. And this is really true of any profession, but really trying to dig in and learn and be a sponge and study things is critical. And it's something that you often have a more unique ability to do when you're younger and newer than you do when you've been at it for a while. But really taking the time to learn the business side and learn the legal side, and for healthcare investors, learning kind of the medical side as well, so that you really understand the business, how the monies flow, and what the details really mean. I think the folks I see who struggle kind of have got to a point of seniority without having the nuts and bolts and fundamentals really kind of well learned. And then they're at a point where they're kind of almost, it's much harder to learn when they're more senior. So really being a student of the game when you're more junior will give you the ability to outrun some of your peers who have spent less time trying to become expert. The next piece of advice I would have is around building a network. And there's a concept that we talk about called zippering, where you may have colleagues who are at a higher level within the organization who have these relationships with other leaders in the industry. But as a really junior person, you can form the relationships with your peers at your level who are in different sectors. So for example, for a young lawyer, they would find the associate or associate vice president at a private equity fund, as opposed to trying to build a really strong relationship with a managing partner. And they would make that person their really close connection, send information to them. And then as that person moves up through the ranks, similar to the individual moving up through the ranks, they kind of do it together and they're building a network at their own level. And you can really do that successfully across, you know, investing, investment banking, legal, the business world, and have this really great growing network that's just at a lower level within the organization that can grow with you. And the final piece of advice I would have is to find mentors. And it doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to be on a schedule. You don't have to, you know, be really prescriptive about it, but find people that you admire who are doing really, really well, and form a mentoring relationship with that person. And then you can take the best parts of what they do and the things that are most organic to you and make that part of how you're progressing. And if you do that with several different people, you end up just with these great additional perspectives and great insight in terms of how you can grow and develop as a professional.
Thank you very much. Let's talk about this concept. You really hit three different concepts: being a student of the game, building relationships, and also finding mentors. And I want to talk about being a student of the game, because there's a vast difference between doing one's job great and just doing it well, and taking that extra 10% of time to step back and think, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? How do the pieces fit together? And so forth. But it's often that extra piece that makes a difference in people being great overall leaders in private equity funds, law firms, whatever that might be, great overall managers, great connectors versus not. It's that next level of taking that effort to really understand how things all connect and being a student of the game. I think that's such valuable advice. Can you just take another moment on that, on advice for how do people move from being sort of great at what they do? You know, we often see it in a junior lawyer who's very good, very task-oriented, very good, but doesn't quite connect the dots in a way that might generate business in a different way, see opportunities in a different way, really command the respect of the client fully. How do you move from doing your job and doing it well to being that next level student of the game? So I think that there's such a difference and it's so important. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, for sure. And there's not a specific thing you can tell someone to do. It maybe is just kind of who some people are, and maybe you can flip a switch and turn it on in yourself. But it's a matter of, as you said, taking the extra step. And so, for example, we bill by the hour. And so there's certain limits in terms of you can't always have everyone on the team on a call to kind of interact with a client on something. And so we'll often make cuts and say, hey, you can sit this one out. I'll send you notes after the fact. I can take this forward. You don't need to join. The attorneys who are going to be great will often say to me, well, can I join anyway and just not bill? I just want to hear how this goes and what happens and how you deal with what comes up on the call. Or I want to hear how the client reacts or how the client's thinking about it. And it's about not just looking at the task in front of you, not just looking at how do I bill my hours and get the piece of paper across the desk. It's saying, I want to understand everything and be part of the big picture so that I can do my job even better. And the types of people who tend to do really well, and I think this is true for law, for investing, for whatever, are the people who are so dissatisfied with having just a small piece of the puzzle to work on. You've got to be able to work on a small piece of the puzzle if that's what you need to do. But it's the people who are so dissatisfied with that, and they need to understand the why and the how and the big picture. And so they make it their business to know that in order to be better at what they're doing. And so I think it's having a natural curiosity, but it's also shutting down some of those instincts in terms of, well, I'm not strictly getting paid for this in terms of my billable hours or what's being asked of me right now. I could spend that time not working versus saying, in order to be great, I just need to be able to get my hands on everything I can get my hands on in order to really kind of become the best I can be at this job.
Talk for a moment about this concept of the, you know, it could come by different names, not being satisfied, chip on one shoulder, different parts of motivation that seem to drive different levels of engagement and success, and we hope positive success. But talk a little bit about that concept of not being satisfied, being anxious to want to know everything that's going on, not just a little bit. That sort of leadership, you know, viewpoint that is often sort of wired in somebody. But talk a little bit about those things.
Yeah, and I think it is wired in some people, but I think it's probably there in a lot of people, and it's a matter of how do you turn that on in someone? And I think there are people out there who maybe haven't been given the opportunity and haven't demanded the opportunity. And you can kind of light that in people in terms of saying, you know, how do you become more critical and more valuable? And here's the opportunity to do it. But I do think there's probably a group of people who are just kind of wired that way. They're the people who come in as junior associates or summer associates and just start kind of annoying everyone by insisting on being in the room all the time. And I say annoying in the best possible way. We love those people. They're the people who will track you down and make you sit and explain something to them. I guess I don't know how much of it can be taught versus how much of it is just innate. But if I could figure out what that gene is in people, I would be much better at hiring.
Thank you for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.